Hi, this is Samantha Parton of the Be Good Tanyas, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
How about that, huh? Brand new music from the Be Good Tanyas. Their new record is called Hello Love, and it won't be in stores, apparently, until October. But there you go. Preview. And wow. Cover of Neil Young's For the Turnstiles. They played that on the main stage at the Folk Festival a couple of years ago, last time they were through town. And wow, I just loved that version of the song they did. And there it is on the new album. What do you know? What do you know? And it's the whole album is great. It's easily their best album. So there you go. Something more to look forward to. We'll be hearing from that in weeks to come for sure. What's up? Well, we got to give away some Paul Kelly tickets soon, huh? Yeah, we got to do some, we got to play some Paul Kelly very soon, but not quite yet. Right now we're going to give a, well, we're going to ease into it. We're going to give a nod to Bob here. Here's something. This is, I just came across this the other day, and this was so funny that I had to play it for y'all. It's from his album Paradoxaholic. Yes, Paradoxaholic. No, it's not Bob himself. It's a song. It's called Leanin' on Bob, which, of course, if you're a singer-songwriter, at some point you got to lean on Bob, don't you? Yes. Well, that happened to Mr. Will Rigby, too. Yes, that's right. Will Rigby. He's the drummer these days in Steve Earle's Dukes. He's also responsible for Amy Rigby's last name, because he used to be married to her, but isn't anymore. And, wow, you can read all about that in the next issue of Stylus Magazine, which will be hitting the streets next week sometime. Or you can go to twangtrust.ca and listen to the interview I did with her. There's a lot of wind in it, too, but it's worthwhile. I think we're going to try and squeeze in some Amy before this night's over, too. But here's her ex right now, who you can catch drumming with Steve Earle when he's doing the big dumb rock and roll thing. But anyway, here he is doing his own kind of music, and this is a little number called Leanin' on Bob.
Where? Hi, this is Will Rigby, formerly of the DBs, now of SeaWorld and the Dukes, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? And Papa said, well, just because. And they started to take back their clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th, everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, the neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Gee, that's too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. It's just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. Then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to come back in the house and bring them clothes. I just do what I'm told. So I did it, of course. Back in the house, and Mom met me, and then I shut all the doors.
You stand there looking so surprised. Sad confusion in your eyes. I know what you're going through. Baby, I've been there too. And it hurts. I was taught by experts. You say I play a cheating. Keep the rules the same. Well, I learned a thing or two. What I learned from you. And it works. I was taught by experts. You put the weapon in my hand. You made me what I am.
You're wondering how I was going to tie that Paul Kelly song into the Dylan stuff before, huh? Ah, there you go. A bit of a line from the song that most people think is the best Bob Dylan song, but of course all good-hearted people know that the best Bob Dylan song of all time was Clothesline Saga from the Basement Tapes, which we heard before that. Yes, Bob Dylan and the band. Going back a while, huh? And the top of that set, Mr. Will Rigby from his album Paradoxaholic. And Leaning on Bob. Yeah. But that brings us to Mr. Paul Kelly. That track there, that's an old Paul Kelly song from, I forget what album it was originally on, but then he re-recorded it on a record called Smoke, where he was backed by an Australian bluegrass outfit called Uncle Bill. And he's done something very similar. This Uncle Bill thing here, Smoke, this goes back to 1999. That's way before all these kids started doing this whole bluegrass revival thing. But they did, so Paul Kelly thought, hey, look what I can do too. I've been doing this a while. And he put out a new collection of bluegrass-scented ditties with a new combo this time called The Stormwater Boys. And it is his most recent album. And Paul Kelly, if you didn't know, if you haven't been paying attention, Goodness. Paul Kelly is playing here in Winnipeg a week from tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, it's true. So we're going to play a few Paul Kelly songs right now to convince you to go. If you didn't, he was here, what, like 2 years ago or something? Amazing, amazing show. And if you missed it, well, you got a second chance because he's coming back. And it's not something that's going to happen often. So goodness sakes, go next Wednesday, go. We're going to hear a song right now from the Foggy Highway album. This is another oldie. This was originally on, I don't know, another one of them old great albums, but he's revamped it in bluegrass mode. And this is, oh boy, this is an amazing song. Sit back and listen to this one. Or if you want, give me a call right now while it's starting and you can win a pair of tickets to go see Paul Kelly, for Pete's sake. Call me now, 774-6877.
I am the wind without a name. I have been blowing since long before you came. I am the wind no one calls. I see your towers rise and fall. Cities of Texas, my lovely ones. Cities of Texas, shining in the sun. I am the wind no one knows. Out from your deserts, down from your melting snow. Over the ocean, right across your land, I turn your high glass back to shifting sand. Cities of Texas, my lovely ones. says, cover you by degrees. Cities of Texas, my lovely ones. Cities of Texas, shine. In the sun, in the sun, in the sun.
Much money. Then when he got laid off, he really hit the skids. He started up his drinking, then they started fighting. He took it pretty badly. Well, she took both the kids. She said, I'm not standing by to watch you slowly die. So watch me walking at the door. At the door, at the door. Well, she said, fuck this, James. You're a fucking loser. She went to her brother's, got a little bar work. He went to the North Coast. He stayed about a year. Then he wrote a letter. He said, I want to see you. She thought he sounded better. So she sent him up the fair. He was riding through the cane in the pouring rain on Olympic. To her door, to her door, to her door, to her door. came in on a Sunday, every muscle aching, walking in slow motion, like he'd just been hit. Did they have a future? Would he know his children? Could he make a picture and get them all to fit? He was shaking in his seat, riding through the streets in a silver top. Shaking in his seat, riding through the streets in a silver top taxi cab. To her door, to her door, to her door, to her ever-loving door. Have a good friend, have him stay right by your side. Robert Johnson said that. How many hairs on Rin Tin Tin? I said that. How many cabs in New York City? How many angels on a pin? How many notes in a saxophone? How many tears in a bottle of gin? How many times did you call my name? Knock at the door but you couldn't get in. I know I've been careless. I've been wrapped up in a shell. Nothing could get through to me. Acted like I didn't know I had friends, good family. I saw worry in their eyes. It didn't look like fear to me. I know I've been careless. I lost my tenderness. I've been careless. I took bad care of this. Like a mixture in a bottle, like a frozen over lake, like a long time penny smile. I got so hard, I had to crack. You were there, you held the line. You're the one that brought me back. I know I've been careless. I lost my tenderness. I've been careless. I took bad care of this. How many cabs in New York City? How many angels on a pin? How many notes on a saxophone? How many tears on a bottle of gin? How many times did you call my name? Knock at the door, you couldn't get in. How many stars in the Milky Way? How many words can you write with a pen?
Hi, I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground, the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
His mother always let him stay up late on Fridays. They would lie in her room together watching TV. Sometimes she fell asleep before he did, and he'd be watching a talk show. One person talking, then another, then all this laughter coming from nowhere. Next thing he knew, she would be shaking him gently. Wake up, little one. Wake up. Saturday morning. So I'd get up,
dress himself, put his shoes on, and leave the house without breakfast. Breakfast always came later in other people's houses. 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 They had to catch two buses to reach their destination, and the trip seemed to take forever, unless he fell asleep along the way. When they got off at their stop, they were in a bigger, brighter neighborhood. All the houses were a long way back from the street, and some of them were hidden from view by big hedges. Looking down the street was like looking through the wrong end of a telescope. His mother guided him through this country. She knew exactly where to go. She carried in her bag a big heavy ring full of keys. All keys to other people's houses. 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 She would turn one of the keys in the lock. Some of the doors needed two keys. Then presto, they were in. The houses had so many things in them, yet still so much space, and carpet that went on forever. He liked to rub his feet quickly on the thick pile, then touch a doorknob with one finger and give himself a small electric shock. First house, they always went straight to the refrigerator. There were things in there he couldn't imagine anyone ever eating. Strange looking pastes in jars and horrible concoctions in plastic. His mother would fix him up with a jam sandwich and a glass of milk. Then she'd set to work cleaning other people's houses.
Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses.
And so they would go all Saturday long from one house to another. His mother mopping, vacuuming, scrubbing, cleaning, tidying up, leaving him to his own devices. Often, if no one was home, she would play music on the stereo. There was one record she always put on and sang along to. It had two men and two women on the cover, and they all looked sort of blonde, except one of the women who had dark hair. The stereo flickered like the controls of a spaceship. Other houses were full of books. Sometimes he was allowed to take one of the books down from the shelves and open it up. There were books on war and cricket and movie stars. He liked to look at the pictures and pick out big words that he knew. He was very careful with the books. He was very careful with everything in other people's houses.
Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses.
Some of the houses had other children in them. They would rush right past him into the yard. He'd follow them out back, where the backyard was as big as the house, sometimes even bigger. He'd play with them for a while, then sit on the steps watching them. He felt slower than the others. There was a girl about his age who lived in a house they went to every second Saturday. Her name was Stephanie. She used to take him with her everywhere she went, all around the house, even into her room. He'd never see his mother until it was time to leave. one Saturday, his mother told him that Stephanie and her family had moved away. Just like that. He still thinks of her now, 20 years later, moving, laughing, sitting down to dinner, making conversation, making love in other people's houses.
Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses. Other people's houses.
Oh, I gotta tell you the story about that song again. You might have heard me tell it before, but that's kind of a bit of an odd song. It's kind of a rarity in that it was only the B-side of a vinyl single originally. It eventually made its way onto a sort of an odds and sods CD package called Hidden Things, only available in Australia. But originally only a B-side of a vinyl single. But just a devastatingly amazing song. That might get my vote for greatest song of all time. I just loved it. And when Paul Kelly played here at the West End Cultural Center a couple of years back, I got a chance to say hi to him before the show. And that song being meaning as much to me as it does, I got him to sign a copy of the sleeve to the single, and I told him, you know, how much I loved the song. And I said, oh, what's the chance of you playing it tonight? Knowing full well that chances were pretty darn slim. And he said, oh, sorry, but, he had a band with him at the time. And he said, well, the band really doesn't know that one. We haven't been playing that one. And, nobody in the band knows it, so I really can't. Sorry. And I expected as much. And I was fine with that. But then the show started a little while later, and they were about four or five songs into the set. And There it was. I don't know how the heck he taught it to the band in like about 10 minutes, but he did. And you got to hear that if you saw them at the West End Cultural Center a couple years ago. And if you didn't, goodness, you were in luck, because Paul Kelly playing the West End Cultural Center a week from tonight, next Wednesday, he's there. And Gary will be there, and Jackie will be there, and I hope you will be too. We also heard in before that little track there, which was called Other People's Houses. We heard a couple solo acoustic things, which is the mode Paul will be in next week. They were both from a little thing called Live 1992. May of 1992. We heard two of his best-known ditties, To Her Door and Careless. And we started it off with something from his most recent album, Foggy Highway, and a bluegrassy take on another older song of his called Cities of Texas. Yes, indeed. Well, when we come back, we'll wrap up this 2-hour set of dad rock.
Never come back from Copperhead Road.
August 11th to 13th, Victoria Park comes alive at the sound of the Regina Folk Festival. With performances by Ani DeFranco, Steve Earle, Feist, Bedouin Soundclash, Utah Phillips, and many more. Weekend pass is available by calling 757-7684 or by visiting www.reginafolkfestival.com.
CKUW is proudly supported by the King's Head Pub, 120 King Street. Now featuring nightly specials on some of your favorite brands from 7 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Thursday. Call 956-KING for complete info. Fridays and Saturdays always feature live music at the King's Head, and Sunday's always industry night with happy hour all night long and free pool. The King's Head is a private club. Members and guests welcome. Membership's just $5, available anytime at the door. That's the King's Head, 120 King Street, a proud partner with CKUW 95.9 FM. CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Alt Head, all the time here in the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yeah, well, thanks for sticking around for the last 2 hours here. This has been the Twang Trust. And if you want to listen to this show all over again because you enjoyed it so much, and I know you did, you can go to twangtrust.ca and do just that. Yes, we upload these shows each and every week, and you can listen to them at your leisure for all eternity. And you know what? You can do that to pretty much every show here on CKUW. Are you hep to this? Have you checked out the new revamped CKUW.ca? Well, if not, you certainly should, because it's been revamped. And we've got something no other radio station in this city has, for Pete's sake. This is pretty amazing. We have all our shows uploaded to the net. Every single one of them, 24 hours a day. You can, if you missed your favorite show, hey, don't worry about it. You can hear it still. And yeah, all you got to do, go to ckw.ca and click on the little, I don't know what it's called. I'm trying to pull it up here, but our computer's too slow. Oh, hurry up. Oh, it's not doing it. But anyways, you can do it. Your computer's faster than this piece of junk. And yeah, you can just click on the our schedule there. It comes up, and there's a little audio button on each and every show. And you can listen to shows for like the three past weeks or something, three or four past weeks. In some cases, it's great. It's just boffo. So no need to miss your favorite show anymore. It's so cool. But anyways, yeah, we've been listening to Dad Rock all night, and we're going to leave you with some more Dad Rock. This is, if ever there was Dad Rock, this is it, boy. Actually, that's not true. This is Mom Rock. We're going to hear some Mom Rock right now. This is brand new music, and this, again, just like the Be Good Tanya's track we played earlier, this isn't officially out until October, but we say hi to our pal Jeff for getting us this thing here for us. He picked it up at the Calgary Folk Festival, where Miss Romy Mays was playing, and she was hawking her brand new album, and that's what we have here. It's called Sweet Something Steady, and it's well been worth the wait. We're going to play a song here that goes out to all moms and dads everywhere, and wow, this is a devastatingly amazing song. This is what ends the album. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Here, just listen to it. It's awesome. This is Romy Mays and a song called Bible.
I don't need no Bible. I don't need no Lord. I don't know no Jesus. But I'm praying for sure. Am I doing right by you? Am I saying all the things I'm supposed to? And I don't need no preacher to come save my soul. And I don't need no choir to make me feel whole. Am I doing right by you? Am I saying all the things I'm supposed to? Some people, they get married, and some fade away. Some people don't know when to walk away. And some people, they get ugly. don't know no Jesus, but I'm praying for sure.
On a crowded beach, in a distant time, at the height of summer, see a boy of five, at the water's edge, so nimble and free, jumping over the ripples, looking way out to sea. Now a man comes up, from amongst the throng, takes a young boy's hand, and his hand is strong, and the child feels safe. The child feels brave and just carried in those arms up and over the waves. Deeper water, deeper water, deeper water is calling him on. Let's move forward now, and the child's 17, with a girl in the backseat, tugging at his jeans, she knows what she wants, she guides with her hand, other boys cry beside her. We'll be right back.
One night in the dark, she grabs hold of his hand, says there, can you feel it kicking inside? And the man gets a shiver right up and down. Child is a joy, but death doesn't care. Just who it destroys. Now the woman gets sick, thins down to the bone. She says, where I'm going next, I'm going.